Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn in the scripture this morning to the book of Ephesians? Ephesians 4. Anybody know what we're talking about on these weeks? We're talking about growing up. Well, in Ephesians 4, we've been on this subject for a few weeks now. Let's continue. Verse 11 says, He, the Lord, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Why did he give them? Do we still need them?
Yes.
Now, you know, there are some groups that have done away with the fivefold ministry gifts. They emphasize what they call body ministry and don't acknowledge that they have a head. I'm talking about a human head in their church, because they say we all have the Holy Ghost and all of us are used of the Lord and all of us hear from the Lord. So we just come and see who has it that day. Y'all are quiet. Well, is that God's plan? No, he gave what? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Is everybody an apostle? No. Is everybody a prophet? No. Is everybody an evangelist or pastor, teacher? No, no. There are specific calls and anointings. And what are these for? They are given for the perfecting. What does that word mean? To complete to its ultimate end. To develop so that it lacks nothing for completion. To be brought to full potential, we could say. For the perfecting, the developing, the completion, the maturing of the saints. So then, do the saints need the ministry gifts?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they do. Do people need a church?
Yes.
They need a church family.
Yes.
Do they need to be under ministry gifts where they can get fed?
Yes.
Where they can grow up?
Yes.
Yes, they do. All of us do. All of us do. Phyllis and I have been under pastors for years, different churches where we were, and even though we are under shepherd over a family of our own now, we go to meetings and we sit under other ministry gifts and we get fed. Everybody needs to be fed.
Amen.
Now you need to feed yourself.
That's right.
Read that chapter.
Yeah.
Every day. Monday through Friday. I mean, that's the minimum you do. Everybody clear on that?
Yes.
But if you're not doing that, you're not even trying. Well, I'm too busy. Yeah, you are. You are way too busy, and it ain't good. Your priorities are wrong. No, people who are serious about God, and people who love God, they read their Bible. They pray. They go to church. They give. They serve.
Amen.
People who don't are just talking. It's just lip service. Y'all still with me or not?
Yes.
God gave us ministry gifts. And we still need them today. And we shouldn't just make much of the man or the woman, but we should honor the call and the anointing. Right? Because it's something it's a gift God has given to us to perfect us. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Why do you need to be perfected? So you can work. Man, we got so many people doing nothing but sitting on their rear. It's just a fact. We've got millions and millions and millions of born-again believers that do nothing in the kingdom. Nothing. Nothing. And they think they've hung the moon if they get up in time to make the Sunday morning service and put a dollar in the plate. And will run off any preacher that says they ought to do anything else. If they can. Not this bunch. Not this. That's part of growing up. When you grow up, you learn better than that. When you grow up, you don't just sit around and goof off while everybody works. You get up. You put your shoulder to it. You get involved. You pull your weight. You do your part. Right? Mature ones, adults, understand that. And you know, you got a lot of people that are hard workers in the natural, but they've not yet seen they're supposed to be working in the kingdom too. They're supposed to be working in the kingdom. And, oh, have you heard some of these testimonies? How some of these folks, as they begin to put God first, their work gets easier. And they make more money. Oh, if you can learn that principle. When you begin to put God first and you put more emphasis and effort and money into the kingdom, you'll find that your natural side of it gets easier and lighter and you make more money. You do less work. How many like that idea? Less work, more money. How you do that? Seek ye first, not your stuff, but the kingdom of God. And then all these things, he will begin to get involved in adding all that natural stuff to you. If you're putting his kingdom first. Saints perfected for the work of the ministry. And what does that cause to happen? The building up of the whole body of Christ. Can you say amen? This is God's plan. This is how it's supposed to work. Till he comes. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or a full grown, a complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Is he talking about growing up? You can see it all through this, can't you? Perfecting, developing, growing, that we henceforth be no more children. Don't be children anymore, are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Is it the will of God for us to grow up? Yeah. Do you suppose you could grow up some more?
Yes.
There's no question about it. Just ask your friends and family and neighbors. Do you think I could have any room to grow up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a reason why the Lord calls us his little children. Because we is. That's what we are. But we're not to stay that way. We're to grow up and become mature. And how will you be when you grow up? What does it say here? Grow up to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. It's like little ones, you know, that come and back up against the you know, where you're marking their height. And they say, I think I've grown some today. Measure me. And well, what are you measuring yourself by? A lot of times they'll have daddy's mark over here. You know, we'll measure daddy and see what he measures to. And what are we shooting for? I mean, why aren't we shooting for, you know, 400 feet? Or why aren't we shooting for 3 feet? Well, because we got something that is an example of maturity and full development. What are we shooting for? Jesus is the one who is fully developed to completion spiritually. So we're to grow up and be like him. Do you know you got millions of Christians who don't believe they can be like him? They're not even really trying to be like him because they believe it's impossible? Oh, well, that's Jesus, Brother Keith. He's God. He's the Son of God. He's perfect. And don't even know what the word means. What does it mean, perfect? Completed. Jesus was born not fully developed as a man. And the Bible said he grew in wisdom and stature. He grew naturally and he, well, how many understand if you're operating in omniscience, you don't grow in wisdom. Jesus was not operating in the wisdom of the Almighty at 3 years of age. He had to learn how to talk, just like other little children. He had to learn, you know, how to walk. He had to learn all the things that other human beings have to learn. But he grew up, and he didn't just grow up naturally, he grew up spiritually. At age 12, he wasn't just walking and talking, but he was understanding the things of the Father. And he was asking questions that was making the scholars scratch their head. Why? Because he wasn't just growing up. See, so many times people in this world, they just grow up naturally, but then they're 50 years old and their spirit has never been developed. And that's what can be so confusing. You can be born again, but if your spirit's not fed and not exercised, you can be born again 20 years and still be a spiritual infant. And that's confusing to people when they're looking at a 60-year-old body and not realizing that inside they're two. Like a 2-year-old. Well, have you ever seen any 50-year-olds act like 2-year-olds? I'm seeing too much head shaking around people. I've seen that too many times. Well, make sure it wasn't you. Let's grow up. Somebody say, grow up.
Grow up.
Say it out loud, I'm growing up.
I am growing up
into the Lord,
in all things.
I am growing up. We're given right here two of the most outstanding keys of how to do it. We studied some of it last week. What does it say?
Speaking the truth.
Is it important to speak the truth?
Yes.
Oh man, we got into it, but there is no room for deception. There is no room for any falseness. To grow up is to become like the Master. Can you picture Jesus telling a lie? Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Can you picture Jesus trying to deceive somebody?
No.
I mean, nothing could be further from being like the Lord. Lying and deception is the characteristic of carnal, ungodly people. If they are Christians, they're immature. They haven't grown up in Him at all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grown Up, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603J. That's R1603J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.